I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Sacrifice is a prerequisite to you stepping into the things that are meant for you. In order for something new to come in, something old must go. And that's one of the hardest things for us as humans to really accept and embody. In order for something new to come in, something old must go.
You're going to lay in the bed you make. You're not going to get away with nothing in terms of the energy. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always going to return to you. So when you're just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity and that's the only energy you're putting out, it's going to return to you in a different form than you put it out in. So I would just say, master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out, unless that's what you want.
Comfort is quietly stealing your future, and you don't even notice it. Imagine sitting on your couch, endlessly scrolling through your phone, and you tell yourself multiple times that you'll start tomorrow. Every time you choose that easy route, you're trading away potential that you'll never get back. Think about that friend you knew. That friend that always had time for their dreams, but never started. Where are they right now? Comfort never feels like a trap in the moment, but when you truly look back at it, it has already cost you years. Growth never happens in comfort. It only happens in the uncomfortable. When you push through rejection and fear and fatigue, the next time you feel the urge to stay comfortable, picture your future self thanking you for making the hard choice. Always remember that comfort will cost you more than effort ever will, so don't pay it.
Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You got to get an attitude here, guys. You got to go to war with yourself, war with your inhibitions, your fears. You know, all those times in the past you came up short, you must be thinking of those moments right now. They will be your driving force, the fuel to make sure that when you came up second, it won't happen in the future, because you're going to stop that trend right now through all your effort and hard work in here. Think of those things, guys, and get pissed off, man. Be pissed off for greatness. Otherwise, be okay with mediocre.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Not only you want to stop being scared to do that thing that you don't know if you can do or not, but you know what you got to do is you got to start taking the steps now. Because when you're 18 years old Your life seems like it's gonna last forever, and I will tell you right now, it's not gonna last forever. And those years go by like a summer's day, and the next thing we know, you look up and you're 36 years old, or you're 44 years old, and that time's gone. You cannot get it back. You cannot get time back. So those dreams that you have, those goals that you have, don't put them off another second. Not 1 second. Get on them. And go out and make them happen starting right now.
Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should spend more time with my kids. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds, and they get mad at themselves, and they, what I call, shit all over themselves. They beat themselves up about it. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like, if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should.
When you get tired, when you get fatigued, when you get down, when you're in a slough, it's your habits, rituals, routines, and your standards that carry you through. If you don't have good habits, you don't have good rituals, you don't have good routines, always in your life you will fall down in bad times, in slumps, and fatigue, and in stress.
You've been chasing the wrong things for far too long. You've been chasing the wrong people for far too long. You've been running away from your purpose to something that looks good for your life, but it's not meant for your life, and you're tired.
It's the thing that allows you to go the extra distance, to dig just a little bit deeper, push a little harder, get after it. So when it doesn't make sense, logical sense, to go on, that's when you got to use your emotion. That's when you got to use that anger, that frustration, that fear, to push yourself longer, to push yourself to say, I don't stop.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, then you solve the next, and then the next. And if you solve enough problems, you get to come home.
You fight the weak emotions with the power of logic, and you fight the weakness of logic with the power of emotions. And in the balance of those two, to say to yourself, I don't stop.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father, and with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
We're built to contend with the world. We're built to contend with reality. You want a challenge. And the best way that you can take on a challenge, because a challenge fortifies you. So you don't want to be secure. You want to be strong. And you get strong by taking on optimal challenges. And so you lay out your destiny in the world, and you take the slings and arrows of fate, and you make yourself stronger while you're doing so. And you might fail, and fortune might do you in, but it's your best bet.
But the habit of hesitating, of questioning, I think it kills more happiness, more possibility, more dreams than fear, failure, and every excuse that you have. Because it's so subtle.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it. If you have to walk, you will go get it. If you have to beg someone, you will go get it.
You're exhausted. You're drained. Because you're running after something that God didn't intend for you to catch. You're chasing something that's not meant for your life. Stop chasing that person's approval when you've already been approved.
Life is bounded by mortality. But that doesn't mean that you don't get out there and contend. And you develop by contending, and you minimize the net amount of suffering in the world.
Because if you're thinking, then you're not taking action. And if you're not taking action, then there's no consequence. And if there's no consequence, then there's nothing to be afraid of. The overthinking can be an excuse for actual fear.
You got to become a risk taker. Write that down. Viscott said, if you're not willing to list, you can't grow. And if you can't grow, you can't become your best. And if you can't become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there?
You give yourself time for the right opportunities to find you. You give yourself time for the right parcel or people to find you. But if you keep running this race, of trying to please, of trying to see validation, of approval, you will ruin your life.
Don't just talk. Don't just think. Don't just dream. No. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is that you actually do. So, do.
What is most important is that you have to dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. And I'm talking about not what your parents and teachers want you to be, but you. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy.
In this world, is it fair? Is fair enough. So where's your excuse? I see a lot of finger pointing, tons of people play with them, people forget to shut in. One big thing is this, fear. Fear accuses a lot of fuckers for being successful. It keeps you making excuses for yourself. Fear lives one place, and one place only, and that's in your mind. Don't let fear yours up. Stay hard.
You got to get in a hurry to make a difference in your life. Time is running out like that.
It is impossible to be a maverick or a true original if you're too well behaved and not want to break the rules. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? The only way that I ever got any place was the breaking some of the rules.
There's some necessary losses in life. When you decide acting in your best interest, you're going to lose some friends. Everybody's not going to approve of you. There's some people that won't like you.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
It's all your fault. Everything. Every bad thing that has ever happened to you is your fault. Now, I use the word fault to shake people up. I know that it's making you mad right now. I know that it winds you up and you think that I'm victim shaming. And when you get beyond that and you realize all I'm trying to do is remind you that you are never, ever, ever, ever a victim unless you choose to be, everything in your life will change. You're always in control, even if that's a lie. And I don't care if it is. I'm going to own it, because the second I give away my power to somebody else, I'm now at something else's mercy, and there's some line that I can't cross, that I'm no longer in control.
That inevitable wall is creeping up on me. When you push so hard, something's about to give. And I started to give. My mind started to break down. I started to feel my legs starting to hurt. I started feeling dehydrated. Started feeling sorry for myself. Started looking around. No one knows out here running. Why don't you go ahead and just stop? Call your girl, have her pick you up. And that's when I fucking will. And this is when your mind has to fucking change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the greediest fucker in the world. Your dehydration? Lick fucking lips. The legs are all sore. You probably got shin splints and stress fractures. No, you don't. You got sore fucking legs. Get out of your head, stay hard.
If you don't start getting after your dream, it'll get old and dated and stale because you keep wrapping it in cellophane. You keep waiting till you know a little more. Till I know a little more. Till I know a little more. If I just knew a little more, that's BS. You don't need to know a little more. You need to execute a little more. You need to get after it. You need to make some mistakes. Perfection is the lowest possible standard. Quit trying to be perfect. You don't need to know everything.
A simple the rules of work like hell. Trust yourself. Break some rules. Don't be afraid to fail. Ignore the naysayers and stay hungry.
You choose your damn sacrifice, because the sacrifice is inevitable, but at least you get to choose it. And then there's something that's even more complex than that, in some sense, is that the problem with being a child is that all you are is potential, and it's really low resolution. You could be anything, but you're not anything. So then you go and you adopt an apprenticeship, roughly speaking, and then you become, at least you become something. And when you're something, that makes the world open up to you again.
You will live in a prison. You will live unfulfilled, trying to please the world. The first step to being unhappy is trying to please everyone else. Let me tell you something. It is an impossible task. Somebody somewhere at some time is not going to like what you do. No matter how great you are, somebody's not going to like that. No matter how much goodness you give to the world, somebody's not going to like that. Always going to be somebody who gets offended by your greatness.
Do you want the emotion or do you want progress? Because you can't have both.
I'll give you an example. You're at the gym. You're curly. You're rep 8. And your body starts to fire off those signals in your brain and it goes, stop. It hurts. If you stop, you get the emotion. You don't get the progress. that where the pain starts is when the work starts. So you either get the emotion or you get the progress, but you can't have both.
But God gave you the light, and you just shining. Even when they try to stop you, you still shine. Even when they try to slow you down, you still shining. Even when they try to come against you, you still shining. Even when they use their tactics to try to hurt you and kill your vision, you bring more light to it and you keep shining. You have to understand this truth. I understood this in my life. Everybody ain't meant to handle the light. When somebody has darkness in their soul, when somebody has darkness in their spirit, when somebody is bitter and you becoming better, everybody can't handle the light of greatness. Everybody can't handle the light of calling. Everybody can't handle the light of you being who you are. You've been ordained to be able to do what you've been called to do. Everybody can't handle that because everybody ain't that.
I say to you, the universe is calling you. The voice of greatness has called me, and I'm afraid to answer.
We've been told two lies in our life. The first lie is, you're nothing. You're not worth anything. That's the first lie. The second lie we've all been told is you can be anything.
It's not true.
The way we're wired defines what we can do with that wiring. And therefore the truth is, you can't be anything you want, but you can be everything you are.
Perspective affects and impact how you see the world, how you see people, how you see circumstances, but also it affects and impact how you do things. But I can always say perspective drives performance. You can have all the resources in the world, but the incorrect perspective. And a cat that has no resources with the right perspective will annihilate you, Phil, right? Because they're driven by the perspective of what they're doing and how they're doing. You can have all the resources in the world with the wrong perspective and not make hay, not make no ground on the mission and the purpose of what you're trying to accomplish.
It won't be easy. It will be hard because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you.
We're all put here for a fucking reason. And it's not to go over here and beat on this drum about what should be and what's not fair. The world will never be fair. The world will never, ever be fucking fair. Someone will always have an easier path than you. Regardless of how difficult you think your path is, there's lots of people out there who have had that same path and actually won huge with that path.
Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
Transformation and change
is possible, but it's not very probable. The probability is low, but the possibility is high. Everyone has the opportunity to change, but the path is long, hard, and often requires big amounts of tragedy, stress, and turmoil to even get someone to have that opportunity to take that path. I also believe that people don't change for people. I think people change for themselves when they realize that if I don't change, then that's not good for me. But the probability of that happening is low until something massively painful or drastic happens in their life.
How you do anything is how you do everything. This ain't saying, oh man, I gotta do this the way I do that. That's little boy talk. We talking mentality, we talking spirit, we talking disposition. We talking about how we show up and how we work for what we say we want without letting situations, circumstances, and people dictate what we bring into an environment every single day. I'm gonna say it again, not letting situations, circumstances, and people dictate what we bring into an environment every single day. We got very few things that we can control in this life.
Change the meaning that you give things in your life. Meanings are everything. How you define your life will tell a lot about how far you go with your life. When you're serious about change, you don't say easier said than done. You say no matter how hard it may be, no matter how impossible it may seem, no matter how many people walk out of my life, I'm gonna get it done.
That we don't realize that half the time, the thing that's weighing us down, the thing that's holding us back is what we're holding on to. What part of your mindset are you gonna leave behind today? What part of it are you gonna say, you know, I might need to leave that behind. I might need to let go of that. That doesn't serve me anymore.
Sit on your bed one day and ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? And if you actually ask that question, but you have to want to know the answer, right? Because that's actually what asking the question means. It doesn't mean just mouthing the words. It means you have to decide that you want to know. You'll figure that out so fast it'll make your hair curl. You're perfectly capable of thinking. God only knows how. You're perfectly capable of immense feats of imagination and dream and fantasies. God only knows how you do all of that. What would happen if you consulted yourself about the best possible outcome for you? You ain't get an answer.
So you may sit there and look at yourself, and maybe you're even buying into the media. Maybe you're even believing that because you were born a certain race, or you were born to certain parents, or you had shitty parents, or you suffered from depression, or all these other things that they put in your face to give you the exact excuse as to why you can't achieve what it is you want to achieve. You need to understand one thing, and that's this. Your hardships, your challenges, your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it, and you get to make that choice. The other thing is, take full responsibility for your life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
You gotta chase that dream before you die, man. Bishop Jake said one time, Bishop Jake said, I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do.
It isn't me. It's you. But it isn't me that changes you, it's you. You set the small goals, you achieve those goals, then set some more and achieve those and set some more goals, maybe a little bit bigger, but not that much bigger. Just start small. Start with changing tomorrow morning, just tomorrow morning. Get that squared away. and then move on to the next day and the next, and move your life to a better place. One little step, one little victory at a time.
Take ownership. I own. I was soft, but not anymore. I was weak, but not anymore. I gave half-hearted effort every time I went out, but not anymore. And now that I've learned that, I'm here to make up for it. There's still time. There's time for you, time for me. We can grind now and become something great. But the only way we're going to become something great is that you're going to have to put in the work. And the thing about the work is, it's reward. It becomes a habit of who you are. You don't need an alarm clock to wake you up once you get this habit going. You won't need anyone to be a workout partner, because the truth is, very few will ever be able to do what you do.
See, but the real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. Somebody said that adversity introduces a man to himself.
Similarly, there is no such thing as my life and your life. There is just a living cosmos. If you capture more life, then you will see you have more grace. The depth, dimension, and scope of your life is determined by how much life you capture within you. It doesn't matter what kind of body you have, what kind of intelligence you have. If you have not captured substantial life within you, you will live a small life. That's how it is.
Let it go and begin to focus on developing myself. And I say to you, you're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life. All of us have experienced some tragedy, and if we haven't, we will. And you can either let it destroy your life, or you can build upon it. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this.
Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. So when you have something in your imagination, it ain't hocus pocus. It's actually a preview of a coming attraction that God has for you. He places everything he has for you in your imagination. He places everything he has for you in your imagination. Imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Everything in your imagination is God showing you in your mind something he has for you.
Commitment prepares you to meet obstacles and downfalls. Because if you've made a commitment to do something and disaster strikes or calamities take place or things don't go your way, you immediately start thinking, how do I solve the problem? If you have no commitment, your first thought is, how do I get out of this deal? And we generally find what we're looking for. Along the way, there's going to be those setbacks and reversals and disappointments. Again, if you made the commitment, what you do is you continue on. People who made the commitment not only and are overcomers, but they also prepare themselves. They expect to win. They prepare to win.
We all have limitations. Does that mean I quit? Of course. I'm gonna try to be the best that I can be. The strongest, the fastest, the smartest. That's what I'm gonna go for. It is possible. How close can I get to that greatness? My glory happens in the darkness of the early morning, in solitude, alone.
make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
It's all your fault. Everything. Every bad thing that has ever happened to you is your fault. Now, I use the word fault to shake people up. I know that it's making you mad right now. I know that it winds you up and you think that I'm victim shaming. And when you get beyond that and you realize all I'm trying to do is remind you that you are never, ever, ever, ever a victim unless you choose to be, everything in your life will change. You're always in control, even if that's a lie, and I don't care if it is. I'm gonna own it, because the second I give away my power to somebody else, I'm now at something else's mercy, and there is some line that I can't cross, that I'm no longer in control.
That inevitable wall is creeping up on me. When you push so hard, something's about to give, and I start to give. My mind started to break down. I started to feel my legs starting to hurt. I started to feel dehydrated. Started feeling sorry for myself. Started looking around. No one knows out here running. Why don't you go ahead and just stop? Call your girl, have her pick you up. And that's when I fucking will. And this is when your mind has to fucking change. You got to start thinking, I'm the grittiest fucker in the world. Your dehydration? Lick fucking lips. The legs are all sore. You probably got shin splints and stress fractures. No, you don't. You got sore the legs. Get out of your head. Stay hard.
If you don't start getting after your dream, it'll get old and dated and stale because you keep wrapping it in cellophane. You keep waiting till you know a little more. Till I know a little more. Till I know a little more. If I just knew a little more, that's BS. You don't need to know a little more. You need to execute a little more. You need to get after it. You need to make some mistakes. Perfection is the lowest possible standard. Quit trying to be perfect. You don't need to know everything.
Assemble the rules or work like hell. Trust yourself. Break some rules. Don't be afraid to fail. Ignore the naysayers and stay hungry.
You choose your damn sacrifice because the sacrifice is inevitable, but at least you get to choose it. And then there's something that's even more complex than that in some sense, is that the problem with being a child is that all you are is potential, and it's really low resolution. You could be anything, but you're not anything. So then you go and you adopt an apprenticeship, roughly speaking, and then you become, at least you become something. And when you're something, that makes the world open up to you again.
You will live in a prison. You will live unfulfilled, trying to please the world. The first step to being unhappy is trying to please everyone else. Let me tell you something. It is an impossible task. Somebody somewhere at some time is not going to like what you do. No matter how great you are, somebody's not going to like that. No matter how much goodness you give to the world, somebody's not going to like that. Always going to be somebody who gets offended by your greatness.
Your life is before you. You fill these pages with your hopes, with your passion, with your dreams. You write. You write the greatest story ever told. If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. Be the best of whatever you are.
Beings is, they should be pure. I think a lot of times, you know, when we're born into this world, we actually wind up going backwards. It seems like the more we mature, the more responsible our dreams become, and the more governors we put on ourselves and our ability to dream and to reimagine. And it's always a fight for us parents and, you know, for you guys to make sure that your dreams always stay pure. And so it's not a matter of pushing beyond the limitations or expectations. It's really a matter of protecting your dreams, protecting your imagination. That's really the key. And when you do that, then the world just seems limitless.
I don't know who needed to hear this, but I gotta tell you. You must be some kind of amazing. If you think about all the things that have come up against you, and you're still here. All the things that tried to stop you from getting to where you are now, to stop you from trying to have confidence and self-esteem, and yet you made it.
Question. Who are you? Or at least, who could you be? Answer. Part of the eternal force that constantly confronts the terrible unknown, voluntarily. And part of the eternal force that faces chaos and turns it into productive order. And all of this, being very difficult to understand consciously, but vital to our survival, is transmitted in the form of the stories that we cannot help but attend to. And it is in this manner that we come to apprehend what is of value, what we should aim at, and what we could be.
When you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're going to get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination, and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you will discover some things about yourself that will begin to electrify your personality. You'll begin to discover some things about you that you don't know you got.
One of the greatest steps towards success is self-confidence. And the greatest builder of self-confidence is self-esteem. Doing the things you know you should do so that at the end of the day you have this great satisfaction. The old prophet said, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Not the sleep of a goof-off man. Not the sleep of a joker, no. The sleep of one who labors, that's the sleep that's sweet.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
In order to have what you want in life, you must stop staring at the top of that mountain. You must stop creating excuses for why you can't or don't feel like it. And you must put your head down and look at the first step in front of you. And then you must take the action and start walking toward what you want.
I don't believe everybody can be the biggest and the fastest and the strongest and the smartest, but I believe you are number one when you get up in the morning and say, today, I'm going to give it my best shot. I believe you're number one when at the end of the day, you can honestly look in that mirror and say, today, I gave it my best shot.
Winning is in all of us. We all want to win. But the path people take to get to winning, everybody wants the end result and they want to feel the sugar and the confetti and all that other stuff. But what you have to endure to win, no one wants to talk about.
The reasons have power. Your reasons will drive you. When you have doubt, when your faith becomes weak, your reasons will fortify your faith. When you have an inner conversation, say, no, don't do that. Your reasons will become your rod and your staff to comfort you, to take you through those challenging moments.
So boy, don't you stop now. Don't you sit down on the steps cause you finds this kind of hard. But I still going, Lawyer. I still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Well, life for none of us has been a crystal stair, but we must keep moving. We must keep going.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right.
Moments away from beginning your journey through life. Moments away from starting to change the world for the better. It will not be easy. Start each day with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and that you will fail often. But if you take some risks, step up when the times are the toughest, face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never ever give up. If you do these things, a next generation and the generations that follow will live in a world far better than the one we have today. And what started here will indeed have changed the world for the better.
Some of us were stuck. Some of us were stuck. Because we don't understand the how. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I don't know how I'm gonna survive. I don't know. If we allow the I don't know to keep us in a place that we know is not meant for our life. See, we don't have the courage, and that's what it takes, courage. It takes guts to do that which you know you need to do. If you don't have the courage to act, life many times will move on you and make you out. Life will whoop your butt so bad, you will be so miserable, you will catch so much hell, you say, yes, I will do it. What do you want me to do? Take me. The biggest purpose in life isn't all that shit. It's how you respect yourself, how you look at yourself. That's an everyday fucking journey. Those are the biggest words of all time as far as respecting yourself. So don't look at them as dread and punishment. Look at those words as a lifestyle. Stay hard.
You have to think the way everybody else doesn't. Otherwise, you're just going to produce ordinary results. The world is full of ordinary people. Full of ordinary people. You know how they love to say, you know, greatness is inside all of us. Yeah, you know what? It is true. Greatness is inside all of us. But for most individuals, that's where it stays.
I'm talking about every single day, the spirit, the disposition of being able to show up on the strength of our integrity and our character and bring everything we got into an environment. That doesn't mean we'll always be our best, but I'm talking about specifically being able to bring our best. Elite are considered the elite, not because of their rise. The elite are considered the elite because of their response.
You got to die as you are now. You got to be willing to give up who you are now for what you can become. There's no place for it. In order to do something you've never done, you've got to be someone you've never been.
Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them the away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah,
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. And I've had shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you've got to realize when you have shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges.
You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. You have something special. You have talents and abilities in you that you don't even know.
I think if you can put others before yourselves, then if we do that, then you can find some happiness. At a minimum, you can leave the world in better condition than you found it. And if you could pull that off, I think if you could pull that off, then you can die with a clean conscience and you can die with a smile on your face. And you can leave a smile on the face of the people you left behind.
first one, this too shall pass. Whatever you encounter, whatever you go through, and I say this obviously referring to tough moments, right? This too shall pass, right? Every storm has an expiration date. Every storm runs out of rain. This too shall pass.